Sunday evening on Radio North Sea International, Roger Kent and the Hitbag Show.
Radio North Sea International.
Great Buddy Holly there from 1958, and that one's entitled Peggy Sue. Welcome back into the second hour of the Hitback Show this Sunday evening, and of course, as usual, we play you the full-length versions of the records we asked you to identify in the competition 2 weeks ago. First one we played you was Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly, second one coming up right now. This is Johnny Cash. A record from 1969, I'm sure everybody recognized this one.
I was three and it didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
There you go, instantly recognizable, I think, that one. Johnny Cash made number 4 in the charts in the United Kingdom back in 1969, and that's a boy named Sue. And, of course, that means we played you two little snippets 2 weeks ago with the word Sue in the title. So I think maybe that could have been the word that I was after for the competition. We've got one more to go, and then we're going to draw you out a winner from the massive pile of cards for that particular competition. And then we shall be playing you tonight's one, and it'll be Hitback competition number 17 tonight, so stand by with your pens and papers ready and see how good you are at recognising little bits out of records. Anyway, a few more cards to get in, or we shall never do it, I don't think. I don't think we'll do it anyway, but we're going to try our hardest to give everybody a mention on the show tonight. One from Mrs. Maureen Suckermore of Kennet Way, Chelmsford in Essex in England. Dorothy Stigwood of Newmarket in Suffolk. Miss Christine Jenner of Alton Broad, Lowestoft, Suffolk in England. Dave Bilton of Shavington Crewe in Cheshire. Rob Richardson, yeah, of Haywick, Roxburgh in Scotland. One from Mrs. M. A. Gardner of Kessingland in Suffolk. One from Miss Cheryl Rands of Oban Avenue, Hull in England. And one from Anika van Ingen. Peter, I think you better do that one. Rather difficult for me, actually.
In Leiden. Anika van Ingen in Leiden.
Ah, yes. Ah, we got that right. One from Miss Jane Bates of Lowestoft in Suffolk, in England. And one from Kevin Stevenson of Hull in East Yorkshire. Right, the final one in the competition coming up right now, which we asked you to identify 2 weeks ago. And unfortunately, I couldn't find the Dion version, so this, in fact, was by Shanana. Same song, though. Run Around Sue being the title.
Here's my story in sand, but true. I go
and I want to. Shanana there, and that one was Run Around Sue. I think maybe that's the best way to explain what the competition's all about for anybody, in case just anybody's listening in tonight and they fancy going in for the competition and they still haven't got the hang of it. In fact, a young lady did write in during the week and she still hadn't sort of got it together. So let me explain it just one more time very, very clearly so that everyone can understand. What's coming up is, in fact, three very, very short little cuts out of three well-known oldies. You should be able to recognise them without any trouble. And what we want you to do is to write down the titles and just look at them. And even if you get two of them, you should be able to see it. It's very, very easy, actually. And all we want is the one word that occurs in all three titles. There's one common word in all the three titles. You don't have to send me the names of the songs. You don't even have to send me the names of the artists. All I want is the one word that occurs in all three titles. Couldn't be very very difficult, could it? Because there's three titles, you get two of them, and you're in with a fighting chance there, okay? Hey, first of all, we'll pick your winner for the competition 2 weeks ago, putting all the cards together, giving them a good shake, and drawing one at random. And in fact, it comes from Lawrence Davey of Mere Manor, Flat 4, Shelton Road, Dis, in Norfolk. And congratulations to you, Lawrence. And we'll have an album on its way to you in the post this coming week, and some pictures of the Meebo too. Many condolences going out to all the losers there, but we can only pick one winner. And the winner, once again, is Lawrence Davey, Mere Manor, Flat 4, and that's Skelton Road, Dis, in Norfolk, in England. We shall endeavour to get a name check in for everybody who went in for the competition. And as I said, there's a real stack of cards to acknowledge this week. Many thanks to everybody that went in for it. And let's hope you're going to get the one right tonight and go in for that one as well. Here it comes, Hit Back Competition number 17.
R&I, Hit Back, Hit Back, Hit Back.
Happier than I ever been, than I ever been before.
There you go, incredibly easy this week, wasn't it? So I'm sure everybody managed to work out the common word in the three song titles there. Second one maybe was just a little bit difficult, but maybe a few people recognised that. Anyway, the other two were very, very easy. The common word, all you have to do is put it down on a postcard, and please, please, please keep it to postcards if you possibly can. Or if you haven't got a postcard, all you have to do is seal down the back of an envelope and write it along the back. And that serves just as well for a postcard. Send it along to me, Roger Kent, and that's Hit Back Competition number 17, RNI PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. That's Hit Back Competition number 17, 17, and the address, once again, RNI PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. And may the best man or lady win.